Lord, we praise you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ki breste boko tam blabra boko sindere nda la moshibre beki savra. Keronda nda la moshim brosta katise breheton. Lambrava koto lavra estiso koton bahasi ke lam vosta bahashita tosa kalavre toma hasa bokotushki la.
But now, moving from the left to the right, but now there will be a shift that will change things and make the pathway so bright. You will know in which way I have called you to go. It is not even going straight, but up. You're going up. You're going up to a place that you have not seen. Check in with me and call for your hearing to be key.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God some glory, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Ronnie, you got that picture? Show the picture. There we are with Brother Jerry. We go back a long way with Brother Jerry of 1987. Of course, this was in the 2000s, but praise the Lord. There we are when we were young, all three of us. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're at a motorcycle rally. You can take it down now. Praise the Lord. Brother Jerry loved motorcycles. Yeah, go ahead. Shama Shama.
Real quick, I wanted to let you know about some things that we have coming up. This Saturday, the 20th.
Thank you, Mrs. Schaefer. We appreciate you. Let's go to Mark 5:21. Mark 5, we'll start at 21. God is good. Are we online yet? Oh, okay. Hi, y'all. Praise the Lord. We're so formal. Welcome to victory. From the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, we're glad that you're watching. Praise the Lord. All right. So Mark 5:21, we're continuing right down the path of faith. We're going to talk about faith, and then we're going to talk about faith, and then we're going to talk about faith until you're manifesting every promise that God gave you, okay? And then when we get done, I have something for the family that you're going to want to hear. So those of you that are watching online, you won't get to hear it, but you can ask somebody and they'll tell you about it. All right, so Mark 5:21, now when Jesus had crossed over again by the boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and he begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him, and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, that's good, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." So this is a good one, isn't it? We talked about it. What a good word. What a great story. And you can see yourself in that story. Years ago, Brother Hagin had a vision And in fact, Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin 8 times in his lifetime, which in that period, it needed to happen. We have strong word, but he was one of the ones that facilitated that. And people were getting so far off into religion that we needed some visitation to kind of get back on the path, not kind of, to get back on the path. So in one of the visions when Brother Hagin was there talking with Jesus, Jesus gave him 4 steps, and he called it to write your own ticket with God. Anybody remember that? Remember steps to write your own ticket with God? Well, Deb does. The rest of y'all are too young, I guess. But so, Margaret, do you remember? Okay. 2 people. All right. So anyway, okay, good. Yeah. So anyway, those steps have been preached all different ways over the years. And they're so simple. They're so wonderful. But what Jesus said to Brother Hagin was so important. He said, anything the Bible promises you now, you can receive with these 4 steps. Anything the Bible promises you now, you can receive with the 4 steps. And so let's look at the 4 steps. So the woman heard about Jesus, right? Heard about Jesus. Have you ever noticed that some people see or they hear a promise, and immediately, instead of talking about the promise, they'll start talking about their problem? Come on. Many times someone will come up here in the healing line and, you know, they automatically want to talk about the problem, or they want you to pray with them, and you might pray with them, and then right after that, they talk about the problem. Yeah. As if nothing happened. You with me?
Yeah.
That's happened with a lot of people. So, but here we see that the woman heard Jesus, and she didn't. Instead, she said, she spoke. Hey, look, Jesus always talks in ways that people can understand. Yeah. Vineyards, gardens, sheepfolds, shepherds. He always talks so that we can understand. God's not trying to make things hard, church. He's not trying to make things hard. Okay? So, she said, this is what she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Okay? So number one, say it. Number one, say it. Listen, positive or negative, according to what you say, you're going to receive. Now, you know, listen, there's 2 parts to everything you receive from God. God, the part God plays, and then the part you play. Okay? The part you play. Say this, God plays a part, and I play a part. God doesn't just play the part, and that's the problem with a lot of Christians. They think that, okay, well, you know, we're waiting on the Lord, or if it's just God's will, we'll find out what God's will is, right? If we just find out what God's will is, then it changes the whole thing. But a lot of people are just like, well, maybe he'll heal me, and maybe he won't. Well, what did the word say? It said that Jesus healed them all. That's what she heard. So she said something. She made a statement. So it's just a major truth that God's not going to fail on his part. So if there's a failure, guess whose part it's on? It's on our part. So that leaves us. So if you're defeated, you're defeated because of your own little hole below your nose there. Your own mouth, your own words, you're defeated. And you're like, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, Proverbs 6:2 says that you're snared by the words of your mouth. You're taken by the words of your mouth. So the thing about words, church, is that God is a creator, and he made you in his image. And so we are speaking spirits. God is a speaking spirit. He thought it. He imagined it. He created it. And that's exactly what you do. Amen. Step two, do it. The woman with the issue of blood could not legally go out into the crowd. She was illegal. She was like in a category of a person with leprosy. You weren't supposed to go out when you were in her condition. So, and then on top of that, she's weak and sick. And then on top of that, she had to go through this crowd. Right? And so, church, your actions defeat you or your actions put you over. So here she is. She's doing it. She's made this decision. If she said it and she did it. If I go, I'm going to go get something here. Okay. So, you know, religion or no religion, crowd or no crowd, she just said, I'm getting my healing. She's not going to be put off about it. So, you know, what does this really mean? Well, the woman's actions showed her faith. That was faith acting. And it wouldn't have done her any good to make the confession if I could just touch the hem of his garment if she wasn't going to go do it. Remember how much fun we used to have with, I believe if I drink this water, I will not die. Remember Creflo? He was acting like, you know, good fun black church, you know. What is it called?
Hooping and
hacking. Hooping. Okay. Praise the Lord. So anyway, but the point is, you can sing that all day long and hey, and all kinds of stuff and talk in tongues or whatever you want to do. But if you don't drink the water, you got to do something. You got to move. Faith has action to it. Faith without works is dead doesn't mean works as in earning God's love. You have God's love. You're not earning God. You're a child of God. But that means corresponding action, that you act on what you know. One of the things what we do is real easy. We sow seed. That's an action. Another thing we do is confess something. Another thing we do is maybe serve or do something like that. We put action to something. Or we go, if you believe you receive a new pickup, you better go out and look for one.
Yeah.
You're going to sit at the house.
Yeah.
You're getting a new pickup. Go look and see what they look like. Where are they? You know, I believe my new house is coming to me. Honey, you're going to have to go to your new house. It doesn't have legs. You have to go out and find it. Praise the Lord. So you got to look around. You got to move. You got to put some action to it. You got to believe God. Amen?
Amen?
All right. So she was ready to do that. Now, number three, step three. We're going through this so fast. I hope Danny can get through her introduction back there. Okay. So three, receive it. Receive it. She felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Jesus said, power has gone out of me. So the feeling and the healing followed the coming and the doing.
Yeah.
Okay? The feeling and the healing followed the coming and the doing. I'm going. How many times you see people over the years? So those that of us that are a little older, we actually, when I was a little kid, I saw Oral Roberts on TV. Anybody old enough to see that, or you've seen him since? And then people would say, I knew if I came to this meeting, I could be healed. They did that at Brother Shambach's meetings. They've done that at Brother Copeland's meetings, Brother Hagen's meetings, Brother Johnson's meetings. All that they believe that if they get to the meeting, they'll be healed. Okay. So they're putting their faith out there. And then when they get there, they receive it. Okay. I'm here. I'm getting it. So she said it first. She came for it second, and then she received it and felt it in her body that she was healed. So she said she would get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit a home run tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm going to hit a home run tonight. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right? So she, and then it happens. You get your heart set on something, you believe it, it's going to happen. So, what happened was, when she got there and touched his garment, she pulled the power out of Jesus. She pulled the power. He's walking around there with power. So, you know, church, listen, I need you to understand this, and I think most of you do. The day Jesus resurrected, power was released in the earth. It's here. You don't have to have Jesus come down and, you know, pet your withered brow and, you know, the healing's here.
Amen.
It's here. The power of God is here. There's enough room in every, you know what I'm about to say. There's enough power here right now that every person in this room can get healed. And Jesus told Brother Hagin that the power was present everywhere. But you got to plug it in. I have electricity all over my house, but I got to plug the plug in. You take that action. You plug the plug in. You say, I want this to come on. So I'm going to plug it in, and here I go. Amen. This will get become more clear to you as we go, like, I don't know exactly how to do that. You will. So if the power's there, though, so why isn't everybody getting healed? Okay? Why would that be? Well, let's return to the story and look. Jesus said, daughter, your faith made you whole. So it was her faith that caused the power to flow. When people get in line for healing, and I really don't all the time ask them, but sometimes you'll say something or you hear people say, I'll say, the healing power is here, you're going to be healed. And they'll say, I hope so. Well, that's not receiving. That's hope. Hope is in the future. Faith is now. Amen. Amen. Hope's wonderful. But if you're going to kick into gear, if you're going to do it, you have to, now faith is. You're going to have to kick into gear. You're going to have to receive something. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it was the touch of faith that caused the power to flow out. God didn't send the healing power out of heaven and go, I'm going to pick out this person, and I'm going to pick out this person, and this person's going to get healed, and the rest of y'all have to go home and be sick because I'm going to teach y'all a lesson. That's not Bible. That is not Bible. Jesus went about, he was anointed of God, and he went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil, not of God.
Right.
You better steer off of that in these days. Yes. Better stay away from that in these days. And when something happens and you think you were faithing and it still falls through, let me tell you something. Somehow you missed it. Yeah. Get back up and go again.
Right.
Just get back up and go again. Don't give it a whole lot of, just start going again.
Right. That's good.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're going to have it. Now, faith gives it action. Jesus said, who touched me? And they're saying, Jesus? Excuse us, but everybody's touching you. But it was that touch of faith.
Yeah.
It was someone who really grabbed it.
Okay.
When we pray for people in the healing lines, you can feel when people receive or not.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Amen. In the 90s, we had the renewal. And we would have meetings in hotels and stuff. And there were some ladies that came to the meeting, and they were fired up. I mean, fired up. And Peggy and all those people, they come, they were, Debbie remembers. And I'm telling you, there were times when I'd reach out to put my hand on them, and we'd both be knocked down.
Yeah.
Because they were believing God. It knocked me down, and I was the minister. I mean, the power of God was flowing that hard. Can I tell you we're back in those days again? We're back in those days again. Amen. We're in the Great Awakening. Praise the Lord. So God did just send it to a few people. As long as your healing is in the future, one more time, as long as your healing is in the future, in your words or in your thoughts, it's going to remain in the future. You're not to go around saying, well, God's going to heal me. God's going to heal me. God's, listen, Jesus healed you 2,000 years ago. Have a cookie. I believe I will. Take it. Take it. It's yours. Healing is yours. Prosperity is yours. Deliverance is yours. Success is yours. But you have to take it. And these steps help you with taking it. The word receive in the Greek actually means take. Don't be offended at that, religious person. Take it. Jesus offered it to you. We got to get past that kind of stuff. Well, that sounds kind of rough. You know, we don't want to be, you know, God. Well, he's trying to give it to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So if you're saying, I believe God will heal me, then you're in hope. It's okay. But you want to move to faith. Okay. Power is present. Say it. Do it. Receive it. And then number four, tell it. Say it, do it, receive it, tell it. So he asked, who did this? She came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Okay. So tell others what happened so they can believe. And also when you rehearse your victories,
yeah,
things happen.
Yes.
The difference between step one, say it, is in one, she believed it would happen. In step four, she told what had happened. Yes. See? She told what had happened. So you tell, listen, just in case somebody hears, when I look at the crowd, I'm pretty sure y'all already know this. Just in case you absolutely need to know, when we call things that are not as though they were, we're not lying. We have Bible to back us up. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow to it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. These are all scriptures that tell us what we can have. We can have the victory. Does the devil come along? Yeah. Is there attacks? Yeah. That's why we're called overcomers. But we overcome. And that doesn't, you don't have to be overcoming every day. You can have a whole lot of good days. And when the enemy comes along, get rid of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, it helps you with your next faith project. That's what happens. Okay. So say it, do it, receive it, tell it. Now, here is an Old Testament story that I'm just going to, instead of reading all of it, I'm just going to pick some stuff out of it and show you someone who used these steps. His name is David. And it's a story called, that maybe, I don't know if you've ever heard, but it's called David and Goliath. That big. And so here's this little country boy fighting a giant's victory. And so he actually started telling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what he says. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come with to me with you in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel." Hey, you know what? I need to back up. I'm going to tell you another scripture. He told Saul, "I killed the lion and the bear."
Yeah.
He told it. See, he was telling it. I want to, when God said, "You're moving to Marble Falls 23 years ago," I said, "Okay." I went shopping and I got a house on the lake with a boat and a sea-doo for a very low price. And it was really, and so, but then I've told that over and over. Did you know that one of the anointings on my houses, and right now I live in a grand and glorious house, but it's all God. And y'all have heard some of the house stories. They're amazing. You know, the one that 50 people wanted and we got it and, yeah, all those stories. But it's all about the confession. It's all about telling, giving your testimony. It helps other people. What's God done for you? Start telling it. Tell somebody what he's done. And then this scripture right here, I don't know how that other one slipped by me, but this one says that I come to you in the name of the Lord. So here comes Goliath. He's got his spear. He's got his javelin. And then here comes David. What's he doing? Saying it. He's saying it. He's saying, "I'm coming after you, and this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you." That's what you ought to tell the devil. "I'm taking you down." He's saying it. He's saying it. He's not going, "I sure hope Goliath doesn't get me." Everybody else was doing that, but he wasn't doing it. He said, "I'll feed your carcass." that's just good. You remember he called him an uncircumcised Philistine. What's he saying? You don't have a covenant and I do. Right? So here's a teenager talking some smack to a giant. Right? And there's an army back in the giant. The Israeli army was hiding. Boy, they don't do that anymore. Okay. So that guy's 10 feet tall. That's what Josephus said. He's about 10 feet tall. Big old guy, sword weight. His gear weighed 900 pounds, they said. This guy's huge. His head was as big as a basketball. It's huge. But David didn't measure the size of himself to the giant. He measured the size of the giant to the size of his God. That's what you need to do with your situation. God is way, can I just talk Texan? He's way bigger. He's just way bigger. Our God is way bigger than any problem you have. Way bigger. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can overcome anything. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So that's how we ought to measure our situations. Compare them to a big God. Not what you come up with. Well, let's see what the internet said about it. Because you know it doesn't lie. I just lied right there saying that, didn't I? Well, anyway, so 1 Samuel 17:48. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to David that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. So then he cut his head off after he nailed him with the... Yeah. He said, then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into the forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. Then David cuts his head off. Praise the Lord. And then he received his victory. So what was he doing then? Do it. He said it, then he do it. That's right. He said, I'm going to say it and then I'm going to do it. Whatever that thing is that's bothering you, you're the one with the covenant.
Yes.
So you gotta say it and then you gotta move on it. No, I mean, we're gonna be alright. I've got the covenant. I've got the covenant. I'm with God. My God's bigger than the giant. Whatever the giant is, he's bigger. Okay. So, say it. This is what, now for you, What are you saying? Because I just want to help you a little bit with that. You're saying, I have my healing, I have my vehicle, I have my car, I'm debt free, I'm whatever it is. You say, yeah, but I'll be lying. You're not lying. You call things that are not as though they were. You don't call things that are as though they're not. But you call you see what I'm saying? That's what Abraham did. No kids, but his name is Father of a Multitude. People thought he was cuckoo, but he knew what he was doing and he's produced all of us, all of Israel, and then we're grafted in. Praise the Lord. Amen. See what I'm saying? So you have to go ahead and speak what you want. All right. Now, so receive it, take it. This is mine. And then tell it. Tell it. And of course it's written right here. And guess who told it? The women who sang and danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David has slain his 10,000s. They were telling it. Guess what happened at the meeting? Guess what happened out on the battlefield? Guess what happened a few nights ago when everything was knocked out of the sky? Wow. Yeah, David's sling was keeping stuff out. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's what they call one of their weapons. Praise God. So, go do, when you're going after these things, start saying the right thing. And then take the action you need. God will show you the action. We're spirit filled. God talks to us. He'll lead you and guide you and say, do this, do this, do this. And you go do this or say this or you're prompted. The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One. And so then you do it. And then when it gets up that point, you receive it and then tell it. Amen. When it manifests. So Israel's a picture of God's people. The giant is whatever needs to be moved in your life. The four steps will move it for you. Say it, do it, receive it, tell it. Tell somebody those four steps. Say it, do it, receive it, tell it. You receive this? Amen. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. You said we could get anything if we did those. And so, Father, we hear your word. We hear the promises in your word. And so we say your word. We do your words. The Bible told us to be doers of the word. We receive your word and we tell what we know in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive our offering. Praise the Lord. Those of you online, we're so thankful. I see many of you giving online, and so we're very grateful. If you would like to text to give, you could text VCHL, the amount you want to give, to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And we bless you, and we thank you for all that you give. We bless all the tithers, the devourers rebuked, and we bless all of the givers who are going to receive back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your pockets in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brethren. No cisterns today. Hallelujah. God is good. He is good, isn't he? Praise the Lord. We pray for the Wallace family, all involved, as Laura has made her entrance into heaven. And so bless y'all, comfort y'all and your family in Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to talk about Brother Savelle for a few minutes, but we're going to let you go as we do. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Well, family, I did not feel like right now that I wanted to go all the way out in the world with what I want to tell you. But this is going to be very, very special. But I really need you to have an ear, okay? Pick this up in your spirit, okay? So you all know that Brother Savelle went to heaven on Monday, okay? So I want you to show you the picture because y'all know he's been in our life forever. And so we've been praying for the Copelands and, of course, all the family and so many people. And it was unexpected. And so nobody exactly knows why he decided to leave when he did. But he's there and he'll work from the other side. And we know that we'll not grieve him properly. We miss him. And we had to do a few hard swallows and we had phone calls coming and going, but we will all be okay. And, his service will be online and we'll let you know more about what's going to happen about with Brother Jerry. So this will actually be the first believers convention that I've ever been to without him. But, I guarantee you there'll be a lot of little Jerry's there. Amen. So here's what happened. Now, most of you know that we have a group of prayers called the thermostats, and it's locked down to people who are really intercessors and who really want to pray. So I know not all of you are on that, but we do pray Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and we all pray together, and three of us usually will get online and pray, and it's a private channel. So on Monday, we had no news. We didn't know anything. And we're sitting there, and Deb and Danny are kind of praying through, and I'm just kind of sitting there and sitting there and sitting there and kind of waiting on the Lord, sitting there and just working a few things. And all of a sudden, we get about halfway through this thing, and this prophecy came out. Now, you got your catchers on?
Yeah.
Because this is for you. This is for us. This, now, okay, before I read this, what's Brother Jerry known for?
Favor.
Everybody knows he's Dr. Favor.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this that came out. The coat of many colors is now on display. My favor is here. Y'all know what the coat of many colors is? Joseph. Yeah. Favor. But I warn you that it should be worn in such a way. Now, I also want to tell you something about Brother Jerry. Brother Jerry's prophecies were always rhyming.
Yeah, that's right.
His prophecies were rhyming, okay? The coat of many colors is now on display. My favor is here. I warn you that it should be worn in such a way. Step up to the coat and have a look. See what I'm saying. Approach. See what I'm saying. Many things can be avoided. Many shifts can take place. Many false securities on this coat could have been placed. But I would say to you that I made this garment for you to wear. It's a coat that will cause you to step out and dare. But I would say that you should watch and not create for yourself a mess. But I would say for you to listen so you will not second guess. For the time is here and the time is now that I will begin to pick them out, and I will raise them up and bring them forward. And you will know without a doubt the success momentum shall increase. But you shall see it with your very eyes. The choice is yours to live or die. Pick up my coat after you've examined for a while. Okay, so slow your roll. Slow your roll on this. Okay. And wear it close to you, and I will show you how to step through perfectly, famine or fame. Notice it said famine or fame. Did you get that? Okay. Without being distressed, just living in my name. Thank you, Lord, five times. Stress is displaced with calm shalom, just shalom. The anointing shall increase, and you will move forward into this new place that I have released. But study and show and look at what I've told you, because you could take this wrong and it will not go well. But if you take it right and wear my favor, as I have said, you will step right over anything lost, anything dead. You will see victory after victory like you saw happen in the sky. Israel shooting down the missiles that were attacking. My favor today, I give my promise, I will not deny. Take it, love it, be secure. And on the days you feel there is a high alert, know that I am near if you abide in me. In my current, you will flow. And I will make sure that anyone, dark or light, is in the know. Y'all know what that means, good or evil. Okay. I established and brought you forth. I will push you to the finish line. You will stay on course. Missing pieces shall appear. Those that drifted that you hold dear shall return to their homes and be made glad. Those who have lived in depression and are so sad shall return to see my glory and my grace and find that at my table they shall have a place. Know that I regard you in such a covenant love way that I'll neither let one hair of your head be destroyed if you will obey and say and do not be dismayed. Fear not, fear not, fear not, seven times. Nothing to fear, only moving forward in the greatest awakening that is already in this year. It is already in your ear. It is wiping away tears. It's a good, strong wave of glory. Ride it, and thank you, Jesus, six times. Isn't God amazing? Now, when I finished this, the phone rang. Deb stepped off the picture and came back and said, we need to pray, and we need to pray now. And we got the message about Brother Jerry. And so we prayed, and then a little later we got the news. We had some early news because we have friends. But this happened all. Can you feel this? Can you sense this? Now, Kelly said something that just ties right in with this. She said, this is really hard for us. He's like her second daddy. But she said this. She said, we're going to take up this anointing, and we're going to go with it. And that's exactly what God is offering this church. He's offering, if you came tonight, he's offering you this. But this is not casual. This is not a casual thing. He said to really look at it. And I could have jumped in here and started preaching on favor tonight, and it's one of my favorite subjects. No. We're going to look at this. We're going to look at what this man has left us, and we'll just be the Elishas.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. And we'll pick it up and go with it. I can't say that we'll wear Brother Jerry's mantle, because that's history and years. But his anointing is on us. We're partners with the ministry, all of us. And we have sat under his teachings. And so Dr. Favor is going to live on in all of us. Isn't this amazing that the God of the universe would give us this prophecy right before the call. If it had come afterwards, it'd have been okay, because we all know that I don't lie, that I'm not fake prophesying. Yeah. But it came in a rhyme like what he does, and it came right after they found him. We need to take this really seriously. We need to take it to our hearts, church. God is offering us, David, he's offering us that anointing. And how many of you have heard all the stories? All the stories of Brother Jerry. I mean, you talk about favor. I mean, the favor of God, just story after story. 40 years worth of stories for me. Longer for other people. So I have to just say to my God, thank you, thank you, thank you for this word. And I pray you guys will all pray about it. And I pray that you will say it and do it and receive it and tell it. So we won't just fling it and go casually. This is an honor. This is an honor for us. Y'all receive that?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this honor. We thank you for this word. We thank you that we can even hear you this clearly and say what you say. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is that you lead us every day of our lives. And so we step into this. We receive this and we step into it. And we're going to talk about receiving it even more and making covenant with you about it as we're gazing upon it. We're going to only follow you through this, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone's well? Everyone's good? Praise the Lord. Did y'all rejoice as you saw Israel? What a miracle. What a miracle. That iron dome, that sling, David's. If you don't think we have a big God, I mean, that stuff was rolling in.
It was.
And how about the miracle of who helped?
Amen. Yeah.
That was something. Jesus is coming.
Yes, he is.
He's coming. We're living out Ezekiel right now. We're living it out right now. He's coming. So I would just encourage you, just get into God full force and just do everything, pray everything, do everything that he's requiring of you, because you will not regret it. And I'm believing when you cross over that day that Brother Jerry is going to be standing there, and Brother Roberts and some of the others and that have gone. We could name so many. Brother Shambach, all the people that we know, Billy Graham, everybody's going to be there in the well done, good and faithful servant line. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be a preacher to do well done. Because all the preachers are going to be carrying all the intercessors trophies for them. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. God is so good, church. I'm so touched and blessed by the Lord. And I know some of you were very close to connected with Brother Saville. So I pray comfort over you. And let's just pray about it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up the Saville family, Terry and Jerry and Miss Carolyn, and all of the grandchildren, Lord, and the son-in-laws. And then, Father, the Copeland family, that they're just one family together. And so Brother Copeland especially, that's been his best friend for so long. And then, Father, just Jesse, that's his brother.
Yes.
And so we lift up Jesse to you, and we thank you for keeping him and blessing him in Jesus' name. Dennis, all of those that are connected so closely. And Lord, Kelly, all the kids, John, Terry, and George, Father, I thank you for giving them the grace as they move forward in these things. We know we've been taught well that we're not going to get into any unnecessary grief, and we keep our mind on the heaven side. And we thank you, Lord, that Brother Jerry has entered into. He's had an abundant entrance in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one thing we know, and then we're going to go. No matter who goes early, the word has final authority. Do not say, well, if Brother Jerry didn't make it, how will I make it? You better not go there. That is not right. You don't know what was going on there. Pastor John left. We had to say the word is still final authority. Some of our friends, Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled, Word of Faith people that left the earth. Miss Johnson, she left early. But listen, you look at the word, because we're staying here and we're running this race. So don't go talking these kind of things. You let the word be final authority. And the word said that we live long. We can live strong. The word says, now listen, don't run off it. Well, it said in there we're promised 70 years. No, it didn't. Sure didn't. Moses and them, 70 years. We were promised 120. Here's what you can know. You're like, huh, I don't want to live till 120. Well, I probably don't really want to either, but here's the truth about it. Put your sight way out there. Okay? Put your sight way out there. Because the idea is to live until you're satisfied. And if you're not satisfied till you're 95, then live till you're 96. Or bigger, more. But it's till you're satisfied. You don't have to be sick to go home. That's great. Well, how am I going to do? What am I going to do? Yeah, it sounds silly to even have to talk like that, but it's just the truth. People don't realize they can just go home. Charles Capps just told people, he said, I'm going home on Sunday. And they're like, okay, Dad. And they knew he could have what he said. Right? He is the have what you say person. He did. So many people just do that. Brother Hagin left that way too. He did. He said, you know what would be a good time to go? If I have a good breakfast and eat my strawberries.
Yeah.
And then go. And he got up and Jerry cooked his breakfast. That's their dear friends. They're so funny. They're hilarious. But just remember David, the son. I'll have to tell y'all the story in a minute. But he ate his strawberries and put down his head and left. And they tried to. Yeah. He was gone.
Yeah.
He left. He was satisfied. I gotta tell y'all something funny about Jerry. What was her husband's name? Y'all remember? Jerry Horton? Doc. Okay, so they were Brother Hagin's best friends. This will take me 3 seconds and we'll be out of here. They're Brother Hagin's friends. And so they raised David. Well, when they were real young, in the early days, Daddy came home. Doc came home. And he had gotten himself into a mess because he was overlooking all these churches. And he was worn out. He was just worn out. He was all tired and heart wasn't working right and high blood pressure and everything. He was just worn out. And the wife had told him, Jerry told him, you better not be doing all that. But he did it anyway. And, you know, so he comes home and David, the son, is about this big. He's a little bitty kid. He falls down on the floor and dies. The dad did. He just died on the floor. So David went over there and, Daddy, Mama, Daddy's laying dead on the floor. All right, I'll be there in a minute. This is true. She comes in there with a dish towel, wiping her hands, and she looks down at him and she said, Doc, in the name of Jesus, you're not leaving me here with all those churches. Get back here. And he went, that's a true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have to laugh so hard at that kid. Mama! That's the kind of people we have to be. Amen. Amen. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name.